This is Dr. Olivera, dictated on Nathiel Camel. The first name is N, like a November, A-T-T-I-E-L, like a Lima. And for the last name is C-A-M-E-L. This is the clinical case of a 34-year-old African-American male that was found with a FSGS through a kidney biopsy that was done on August 9th of 2016. Throughout the follow-up, we have been dealing with a severe severe proteinuria, which is at nephrotic levels. His proteinuria has been more than 3 grams per gram of creatinine, which is at nephrotic level. The albumin has been constantly low, and this time, despite the fact that we noticed that there was the tendency of the blood of the kidney function to deteriorate, we gave an appointment to see us in May of 2022, and he didn't come for the appointment. During that time, several things happened. The blood pressure got out of control. The patient developed a lot of headaches. He was using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory to control the headaches. He stopped taking the Uloric, and now he is coming for the follow-up, and to our surprise, the serum creatinine has the double up to 4.1 milligrams per cent, and the estimated GFR that was in the mid-30s is down to 18. The patient does not have elevation in the potassium, does not have metabolic acidosis. The albumin continues to be low. However, it has been a change from 2.4, went up to 2.9, which is a conclusion who is a consequence of the loss of kidney function, period. The patient was advised to follow a low sodium diet, low protein diet, a plant-based diet, fluid restriction. He is not retaining fluid, doesn't have edema, but definitely need a close follow-up, and we are going to give a appointment to see us in 1 month. Number two, arterial hypertension that is way out of control. The blood pressure readings today in the office 158/110. When I check it in the left arm in sitting position, was 150/100 with a heart rate of 85. We are going to make some changes. The carvedilol is going to be increased to 25 milligrams POBID. The patient will be started on nifedipine 30 milligrams every day. We continue with Biomix 0.5 milligrams every day. Irbesartan to be continued in 150 BID. This irbesartan eventually has to be stopped to see if we are going to recover kidney function. He will continue to take Biomex 0.5 milligrams every day. Follow a numbered focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. The patient was taking 10 milligrams of prednisone all along with the maintenance of the kidney function. However, at this point, we have to look for an alternative, and we are going to see whether or not we will be able to qualify him for ACTAR, ACTHAR. Follow a number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Follow a number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Continue with the simvastatin. The patient was explained about the disease process, the need for him to be compliant with the medications and the appointments, as well as the diet. And we explained the possibility of switching the medication from prednisone to ACTAR. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the kidney biopsy in the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.